It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I woke up one evening and looked outside my window. The fog was just settling in. It always gets foggy during the winters in our small town. I got freshened up and got ready for work. I worked the night shift at the local pizza center. As I got ready for my shift, my eyes fell upon an old family photo. It always brought a smile to my face. That photo was the last memory I had with my parents before they met with an accident and passed away last year. I got in my car and started driving to work. The fog was thick that night, and the smell of burning wood from the local farms around the town settled in the air. I liked it. It reminded me of the late-night drives my dad used to take me on when I was a kid. I reached work and met my friend Lizzie as I entered. "The fog has never been so thick," she said. It was a Thursday night, and I didn't expect a lot of deliveries on that night. As I sat waiting for the first order to come in, the local news caught my attention. It spoke of the disappearance of a young man named Elton. That took me by surprise. I knew Elton. He used to be my classmate in college. What could have happened to him, I wondered. This was the second missing person case that had sprung from our town this month. "What's wrong?" Lizzie asked as she saw my face watching the news. "I knew him. Elton and I were best friends in college," I replied to her. "Well, I hope they find him," Lizzie said. "Anyway, the first set of deliveries are ready." I picked up the pizzas and started making my way out. "Be careful. The visibility tonight is low," my manager said to me as I walked out the door. I strapped the pizzas to the front seat of the car. I had two deliveries to make, and sadly, they were both in complete opposite directions. I sat in the car and looked at the two addresses I had to deliver to. The first one I knew, but the second one, I had never been there before. In fact, I never even knew that people lived at that location. "That's strange," I mumbled to myself. I'd grown up in this town and had been living there for 21 years now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And not once have I ever heard of or ever been to a house in that location. That part of town was supposed to be abandoned as far as I could remember. Moreover, the address seemed incomplete. I figured I'd just have to get there and then find the place. I didn't overthink it and started driving. After all, I cannot afford to be late. Pizzas need to be delivered hot. With no time, I reached the first location and delivered the first pizza. The old lady who ordered gave me a nice tip. I got back in my car and started heading towards the second location. As I drove down the cold, misty night, a sense of anxiety kicked in. Like, as if I knew something was not right. Something was off. I couldn't figure out what it was. Just a bad feeling. This second location was on the outskirts of our town. As I reached closer, the roads got more and more narrow and rough. After a certain point, there were no streetlights too. I had to completely rely on the headlights of my rusty old wagon. As I drove through the darkness, the car suddenly started to vibrate until the point where it stalled. I knew I should have changed the battery this week, I thought to myself. My car had stopped, and I was in the middle of nowhere. I kept playing around with the battery until it finally started, and boy, was I relieved. I'm not one to get scared easily, but if I'm being honest with myself, it was indeed an eerie night. After driving for a while, I finally saw the house in the distance. It was an old, abandoned mansion. Or at least, it looked abandoned. Who could possibly live there? I said to myself. I reached the front of the house, picked up the pizzas, and got out. By this point in time of night, the fog was so thick I had to use my phone's flashlight just to watch my steps. There was not much light around. The whole house was covered in darkness. with the exception of a dim yellow light coming out of a single window. I could hear wild dogs howling in the distance. I approached the front door of this huge, dull mansion and rang the bell. Turns out, the bell never rang. It was not in working condition. So I knocked. I heard the sound of wood creaking, along with heavy footsteps approaching the door. As the door opened, I saw a big middle-aged man in front of me. He was pretty well built and had a long beard. His face was covered with small scars. They looked as if he had been scratched. He had a blank look on his face and just stared at me without saying a word. After a few seconds of awkward silence, I cleared my throat and said, "Your pizza, sir."
"Ah, yes, food," he replied in a heavy, dull voice.
I handed him the pizza and he took it and walked back in, leaving the door open. As he walked in, he threw the pizza box across the table and said,
"Wait here."
I remember thinking to myself, who would just throw a delicious pizza on the table like that? The action was pretty rugged, like as if he never really wanted the pizza. He walked deeper into the house to get the money for the bill, I assumed. With every step he took, the wooden floor creaked. He walked deeper into the house until I couldn't see him anymore, but I could still hear the sound of his footsteps and the wooden floor creaking with every step. And then it stopped. There was nothing but absolute silence. I stood at the door waiting. The inside of the mansion was worn out. A few minutes passed and I had not seen or heard anything yet. What's taking him so long?" I said out loud. I felt a hard hit on my head from the back, and I just fell into darkness. The next thing I remember is opening my eyes. I was on the grounds, inside the mansion. It didn't take me long to realize I'd been knocked out unconscious. "Someone knocked me out from behind," I thought. "What's happening?" I was confused and could still feel pain on the back of my head. As I tried to reach my hand to the back of my head, I realized I was tied down. My hands were tied behind my back and my legs were tied together. "What the hell?" I whispered. The dim yellow light covered the room. I looked around and saw the pizza on the table. It had not been opened. Suddenly, I heard a husky voice. "Ah, you're awake." And as I looked to my right, I saw the man standing at the end of the hall. He slowly walked towards me as his face came into the light. I saw the most wicked smile I had ever seen on his face. Fear kicked in. "Why am I chained? Let me go!" He put his fingers to his lips and went,
"Shh. It's time to eat,"
he said and walked into the other room, which happened to be his kitchen.
"What? I'm not hungry! Let me go!" I shouted.
I heard the sounds of rattling plates and spoons from the kitchen. It stopped and he walked out. He walked out with a meat knife in his hand. A chill ran down my spine as I looked at the knife and his bland face staring at me. I started to tremble with fear. He came closer and bent towards me and said again,
"It's time to eat."
And he stabbed the knife into the back of my leg. It was in this very moment I realized what he meant when he had said, "Ah, yes, food," when he had opened the door for me. He was not talking about the pizza I came to deliver.
I was the food.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This demon of a man was a goddamn cannibal, and I was his dinner. I burst out in tears and cried and yelled and begged for him not to kill me. He put his bloody hand against my mouth and shut me up and said, "I'm not gonna kill you. Not yet." Stabbed the knife back into the calf of my leg and began cutting.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I cannot do anything except sit and watch as he cut my flesh. I cried and yelled, but that did not bother him. This pain, I never felt anything like it. It was bad, and every second it got worse. As he cut into my leg, I could feel the edge of the cold metal knife touch my bone with every stroke. He cut out a fist-sized piece of the back of my leg, and then stopped.
"This should be enough for now," he said.
He picked up my flesh and walked into the kitchen while I lay there bleeding out and crying in pain. I began to realize he was not going to kill me in one go. He was going to keep cutting bits of pieces out of my body for days to come until I died. It was going to be a slow and bloody death. As I lay there crying, he returned after a few minutes with a belt and bandages. He tightened the belt around my thigh in order to prevent me from losing too much blood and wrapped the bandage around my leg. He didn't want to kill me right away. He wanted his meat to stay fresh. As he did that, I kept yelling and talking to him, asking why he was doing this to me, and begged him to let me go. He never said a word back. After he was done, he went back into the kitchen and started cooking. Cooking my flesh. I could even smell it. He came out after about an hour with food on his plate. It was flesh from my leg that had just been cooked. He sat on the table and ate meat from my body right in front of me. Every now and then he would look at me and give me the evilest smile while he ate. After he was done, he walked up the stairs and went to sleep as I lay there in excruciating pain. My pants were soaking wet because of all the blood on the floor. I looked around the hall, and as I began to become more aware of my surroundings, something caught my eye. It was a watch that had fallen under the chair. I recognized that watch instantly. It was Elton's watch. He didn't just go missing. He was eaten alive and murdered by the same monster. I realized I was not his first victim. He had done this before, to God knows how many poor innocent souls. That would probably explain the scars on his face. Somebody tried to escape and ended up scratching his face in the process. I started to think to myself, I need to do something. I need to find a way to escape. I knew I would barely be able to walk after he cut out flesh from my leg, but I had to try. I tugged on the rope that tied my hands to a ring in the wall. I kept pulling in an attempt to free my hands. I pulled and pulled and I felt a sudden jolt of intense pain. I had just dislocated my wrist, which only added to the already existing pain in my leg. I cried softly, and as I limped forward in disappointment, my hand slipped out of the ropes. My dislocated wrist allowed enough space between my hand and the rope to set my hands free. Although I was in pain, I had a sense of hope now. I gathered the courage and started untying the rope on my legs. I tried to stand up, but the pain was too much. I had to balance myself on one leg. I started limping around the hall as quietly as I could and started searching for my keys and phone. The dumb fool did not even hide it. It was right beside the pizza box on the table where he ate. I grabbed my keys and phone and instantly thought, Elton! I bent down and grabbed his watch. As I made my way to the door, I peeked into the kitchen, and what I saw scarred me for life. Glass jars filled with remains of human body parts, eyes, teeth, blood. I saw pieces of rotten skin all over the kitchen counter. I nearly threw up. I took a step back in horror, and the goddamn wooden floor. Immediately, I heard footsteps coming from above me. I had woken him up. I heard him walk towards the staircase. I knew I had to get out of there, and fast. I limped my way to the door as fast as I could. I opened the door and stepped out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
As I look back, I saw the cannibal. He was halfway down the stairs already.
No!
He yelled at me. I made my way to the car as fast as I could. I opened the door and slammed it shut behind me and locked it. As I looked to my left towards the house, he was gone. And just as I began to think I had escaped, he slammed the window to the right of my car, broke it, and reached for me. I put the keys in the ignition and turned it, but the car never started.
That bloody battery!
I yelled. The cannibal reached for the door lock from the inside of the car and pulled it up, thereby unlocking the door. That wicked smile swept across his face again. As he stepped back to open the car door, I turned the key again and BAM! I heard the engine of my old rusty wagon roar. I hit the gas with my leg that wasn't injured and drove off abruptly. The cannibal fell to the ground with the way I drove off. I could barely see what was ahead of me. It was still dark and foggy outside, but I kept driving full speed ahead. I reached for my phone and tried to switch it on, but it was dead. I kept driving until I found the road. I went straight into town and right to the hospital. That was the first time that night I felt safe. The nurse quickly took me in as she removed the bandage on my leg. I saw the look of terror on her face as she uncovered the wounds. I was given a dose of anesthesia and knocked unconscious as the doctors needed to operate on my leg. When I woke up, it was a bright day. As I opened my eyes, I was surrounded by the doctor, Lizzie, my manager, and the cops. Lizzie smiled at me and said, "It's going to be okay." As I pushed forward in an attempt to see how my leg was doing, I felt absolutely nothing. I pulled off the blanket and started crying after what I saw. I didn't have half my leg. The doctor said that they could not save the leg and that they had to amputate it. My whole body went numb with the shock. The fact that I would never be able to walk again slowly sunk in. I gathered myself and explained to the cops what happened. They took my statement and began an investigation right away. They came back later that evening and told me that they found the mansion and all the gross body parts and saw the blood, but they couldn't find the cannibal. He was nowhere to be seen. I was left with a feeling of anger. I cried myself to sleep that night. I couldn't help but pity myself. The next morning, I woke up late to find a pizza with a note resting on top of it. I remember thinking, this must be Lizzie. She must have come in and left me a pizza after her shift. The nurse who was walking by at the moment smiled at me and said, "You had a visitor earlier today while you were asleep. He was happy to see you." I froze with fear as I thought, "He? If this wasn't Lizzie, then who?" I grabbed the note and it read, "Can't wait to taste you again. Get healthy soon."
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.